Get that same game multi feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers, and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. Conditions apply.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Tuesday, May 30th. Big shout out to all the podcast listeners out there. We love our podcast audience.
Sure do.
My wife's one of them. She now, this is what happens when you're on maternity leave. She's actually listens to our show now, and she just said to me this morning, Liesl, little critique. I just love Liesl's laugh. How much she laughs.
My
and I said, all right. But what she does is she starts critiquing me about stuff.
Oh,
like,
no.
And I'm like, you don't have to listen. You actually don't have to listen. Anyway, big shout out to her.
Does she understand that we get air checked once a week by our actual boss?
Yeah. While she is walking, she'll be hearing this tomorrow when she's pushing the twins around the state's capital, Ipswich. And while she's there, just a big shout out to her. She's doing a great job as a mother.
Watch out for the dog poo.
Yeah, watch out for that. And, you know, the Hearns and, the homeless, the lot. They're all there. They are all there, all encompassing in the state's capital. Now, I'm in your old town at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm in Adelaide. And as luck would have it, where I'm staying, we get a free membership at the local gym. So in true boasting about the limited amount of exercise that I do, I sent one to Liesl, a photo on the treadmill to our fearless leader, who is without a doubt the fittest out of the three of us. Like he's a nutter with exercise. And
I thought you were talking about Liam.
Our producer.
No.
Who can't spell Liam. Exercise, let alone do it.
No, he doesn't exercise
That's
at all.
That's why I didn't give him the chafe stick that I gave both of you.
So when I send him the photo of me on the treadmill with the swimming pool in the background, he goes, hey, literally, that's my mum and dad's gym. Yeah. They could be there right this moment. And I'm like, well, I'm here. I'd love to meet them if they're here. But that's their local gym and your local gym. And so I'm thinking, geez, because, you know, he's got a little bit of blue blood in him, Flanagan. So
just
I'm thinking, this is a well-to-do, not a bad place. And look, to be honest with you, it's a smick gym.
Where you are, that gym in Adelaide over there, that's the fanciest gym in the joint. That's the fanciest gym in all of South Australia.
Is it
Australia.
Like a country club?
Yeah, basically.
Mate, Liesl, it is decked. Mate, any gym that's still got three squash courts, it's one of those ones, right?
Dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Till I went into the weights area. So I've done my work on the treadmill. I've then gone in to do some, lift some weights. I've got a nice program. I'm doing that. And, mate, the first two bloke I see there, and I'm thinking what a lovely place is, both have ankle bracelets on it for obviously they're under, you know, citizen's arrest from the police. So they're obviously clearly got tracking devices on them. So they're criminals.
I don't believe you.
On my life, the first two blokes I walk in there, they've both got the big, hard, and were openly about it. And I'm like, you know what? I changed my opinion. This is a low joint.
How do you know it's not just a big pedometer or something counting their steps?
No, that, it stands out like dog's balls, Liesl.
Red light gives it away on top. Antenna.
I reckon you've got your Ipswich goggles on. I reckon you're so used to seeing them around your joint.
No, I haven't. I have got a radar for them. I can pick them, but I can tell you that now. You've got your own now. So this highfalutin country club harbours criminals. That's all I've got to say.
I won't be going back tomorrow.
I'm making a stance. I'm not going back to the gym tomorrow.
I'm going to check the veracity of this story with my parents when I get off the phone.
I dare you to ask them to get off the machine.
And mate, he was looking at me. I literally wanted that machine. It was a leg squat. And I looked at him, and then I started to get guilty, saying, is he looking at me like he might think that I'm an undercover cop just checking on him? And then I'm like, I can't do this. I got out of there. I just left. Anyway, any excuse not to exercise.
Last week we had a discussion, and my heart was broken over a humble strawberry, and it went a little something like this. Got some beef with Susie O'Neill. Love a berry. It's a strawberry farm in Wamuran, which everyone knows I grew up in Wamuran. There was a new post, and I'm disgusted by it. It says, as we watch Susie grow, we can't help but take in her beauty, even during these early stages of growth. This new variation is named after the incredible Olympic medalist Susie O'Neill. We're confident that the Susie plant will thrive and produce some very delicious strawberries. My mother did back-breaking work picking those strawberries from that exact farm when I was 3 years old, and I used to sit on the back of her trolley. I feel that that strawberry should be named after me. Yeah, so I did start World War III with Susie O'Neill but over a humble berry, but that's okay. I've had some response today from Loverberry. They responded to me via message.
This is the strawberry farm.
This is the strawberry farm. So Loverberry, who named this strawberry after Susie O'Neill, did get in contact with me. It says, hi, Liesl. It's Mandy from Loverberry. I'm really sorry as a local Whamuranite. Your feathers are ruffled. Whamuranite, yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing, yeah. So a local Whamuran farmer. The Susie plant is a part of a group of subtropical varieties that DAFF have named with all the letters starting with S. There are Scarlet, Stella, and a few others. I'd be miffed too. Please feel free to come and visit us. I'd like to give you some local produce. I would love that. They're delicious strawberries. If you're really keen to support Whamuran, we have a great opportunity as an ambassador of the Mini Farm Charity Project, feeding Moreton Bay charities. Have a great weekend, Mandy.
No, I mean, don't apologise for getting it wrong and then crowbar guilt into you having to come and be an ambassador for a charity.
Well, I guess okay. I did. My name doesn't start with S, so that's no. not probably a great
Superstar
start.
Superstar Liesl Jones, we could crowbar that. You could just say, you know.
Super swimmer, you know, super fish.
Yeah. But let me just say this now, and I do want to get unpacking this. Jones, I feel that this radio show is a real platform for everybody that's wronged you over a long time. We're just slowly but surely picking people off, whether
well,
or not
know,
it's the Moreton Bay
expensive.
Council.
Yeah, this
I know,
is free.
That's exactly. I mean, so let's get this right. Why couldn't they have just said, listen, we're going to give you a strawberry. We're going to name one Liesl. I mean, we're a long way from L. Do you know what I mean?
We're got a long, a few to long go, way from L.
Like a few more years of growing strawberries till we get back there again.
Well, maybe my gripe is more with the DAFF, whatever that is.
I don't know if they go through the alphabet. I think it's S
for strawberry. What starts with L?
Limes, lemons.
Oh yes, I am a bit sour, so that'll do. I can have some.
You
of those.
Said it, not me.
Bitter.
I just love the work of Mandy, who's managed to, as Dobbo pointed out, doesn't feel like she apologised, and now you've been guilted into becoming an ambassador.
Do some feed, you'll make
out,
up for it.
You'll be out on this.
The DAFF is the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries, Australian Agriculture and Fisheries. So, I mean, if we want to go to the very top, I mean,
well, we have
now
some
we're
pool.
Talking go to Albo. Now we're going to Albo about
let's
the
do
strawberry.
It.
The DAFF.
Let's go
He's
straight
the
to
boss
the top.
Of DAFF.
Let's change it to La Strawberries.
Yeah, because Albo's got nothing else on his plate.
No,
right
he's
now.
Not that busy, so right. Let's give him a call.
State of Origin on Triple M.
Yeah, look, Adelaide is awash. Well, it's supposed to be a sea of maroon and blue. We're going to talk with Gordon Tallis a little later, but I will tell you this. Not a lot of people like New South Wales. We had the press conferences today. So, Liam, and you'll know this place. Is it Gawler Place? Gawler Place in the mall?
It's like Adelaide's Queen Street Mall.
Yeah, is that where the balls are?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Anyway, they had Brad Fittler, James Tedesco, Billy Slater, and obviously Daly Cherry Evans, and everybody's sitting there. And you should have heard the cheer for Queensland. And then they brought the New South Wales guys out, and you should have heard the hisses and catcalling. So if that's anything to gauge by, I think that there's obviously going to be a lot of support for Queensland. Lots to like about what Queensland have done. They have, the talk is they have swapped sides on where they defend because they're worried for the Hammer that obviously he's playing in the centres and not used to that. So they've him and Val have swapped sides, it is alleged. Now, Tevita Pangai Jr., I was lucky enough to watch New South Wales train today. We are staying at the Adelaide Oval. There's a hotel there. Now, they kicked all the media out, but I was just having breakfast and lo and behold, here comes Freddie walking out with no shoes on, earthing across the field and a beanie. And then
did he eat some grass?
No, he didn't eat grass, but he was walking. I don't understand it. It's been bloody cold here today in Adelaide. And anyway, he's out there and they all train. Stephen Crichton looks like he just belongs. I mean, for a bloke that's been here for 3 days, he just looks like he is ready to go. So
helps when he's the two halves or his club halves.
Yeah, and mate, that whole right side is all like you
look
at it.
He's got Brian outside him, and Brian Toto as well.
Appy Corrissau played in a premiership side last year for Penrith. Isaiah Yeo's the best ball handling 13, all played together. Then you got Cleary, then you got Luai, then you got Crichton, then you got Toto.
So let's call it is. It's Queensland versus Penrith tomorrow night.
Liam Martin, throw in Liam Martin for good measure off the bench. It is stacked with Penrith, and you want to talk about combinations. They absolutely love combinations. So Payne Haas and Tevita will start for the Blues. If everybody realises, you know, when Matt Burton got manhandled by Tino and Dane Gagai in Game 3, New South Wales haven't forgot that. I'm not saying there's going to be a blue, but they were asked, Freddie was asked if that happens, and he goes, all he said was, all I've told our blokes is to make sure that they play with intent and make sure that that never, ever happens again. So for that to never happen again means fireworks. And you know what? What better place than the City of Churches for it to erupt under lights tomorrow?
Dobbo, I read something, and apologies to, I assume it was probably Courier Mail, it was probably your old mate Bomber who's done the story, but about Daly Cherry-Evans and a moment with his the defensive line, basically, I think it was in the opposed session you spoke about the other week when Tom Dearden tore them apart.
Yeah, that's exactly when it was.
DCE's read them the right act, not happy with this team.
Right at that moment, and that was Val Holmes and Tommy Gilbert. And Cobbo. So that was that whole side, that edge. And so what they've absolutely done. So that might explain a little bit as well why they have changed sides. So they've worked on that a lot. And he absolutely went off at them. Really went off at them. So the good news is that they're very political. They don't say the wrong thing anymore. They really don't. Like Billy today, he's just so, it's almost like robotic. And I suppose, Liesl, you're an elite athlete in that sense. When you were thrust into the spotlight, it got to the point where you just give very generic answers.
Yeah, you just become very vanilla.
We want Neapolitan.
We want all the flavors.
No. We want strawberry chocolate.
Yeah, all
you know,
of them
like
together.
Yeah, deep honeycomb. Yeah. Deep honeycomb.
What? Honeycomb. Deep honeycomb.
Yes.
Where are you buying your ice cream?
Adelaide.
Hague's chocolate. I buy it at Hague's chocolate. I went there today.
Bring us
Can I just
some?
Say, I went to Hague's chocolate today and thought of Liam when I went in there because it's like, you know, amazing chocolate shop of Adelaide.
Did it remind you of how sweet and silky beautiful. And delicious
this
Liam
is going to a weird place. This is going to a weird place. Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M. The Raging Bull Gordon Taylor is going to join us after 5 o'clock. Before 5 o'clock though, speaking of weird, Queensland might have the weirdest pump up song in the history of sport. You will never guess. Go to our Instagram, Triple M_Rush Hour, to watch the video. You will never guess the song they are going to get fired up with. Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Here it is.
I want your honest opinion.
Everyone's favourite game. Take it away, Dobbo.
Do you guys think I'm being unreasonable? Well, I want to say this before I start to the people who are on mobility scooters.
Oh, no.
Look out, because I'm sick to death. I've had a gutful of you.
Our current boss is in a mobility scooter.
Yeah, well, he's one of them. I mean, I would say now, if you are one of those little mobility scooters, that you've obviously a lot, I'd say 90% of them are valid, but there is 10% that are just taking the piss. And this is absolutely centered at that 10%. We had an OB down on the Gold Coast about a fortnight ago, and here I was out and about taking photos for people and trying to help the good communities of the Gold Coast and the surrounding areas. Well, they were enjoying Blues on Broadbeach. It was
you were
a fantastic,
scrolling through your phone, but yeah.
I was taking photos, Liesl, because I was taking photos. Now, a lady in a mobility scooter, she decided to reverse back because she had overcorrected and hadn't driven correctly, and in the process of doing so, without even looking, backed into me and almost caused a very serious injury to myself.
She hit your shins.
Give me strength.
Well, I'm telling you now, it could have been catastrophic. So Meg said to her, excuse me, she took it upon herself to attack me verbally. Like I was in the wrong.
This now, I'm going to say, like I don't a court think, statement.
I don't think I don't think I'm being unreasonable when I feel that she should have just absolutely gone and racked off forever. And I don't think I was in the wrong where I was. I think me questioning her was I was justified.
Are you asking? Is it unreasonable to expect an apology off someone in a mobility scooter? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I don't think it'd be unreasonable to ask for some reverse cameras or maybe some beeping when she's reversing because she cleaned you up pretty well.
Could I say now, and I understand with you two that I am in the wrong a lot and that you guys a lot of the time aren't willing to defend me when I am because I deserve it. Sure. But in this moment, you were both present at.
Yes.
For
once in my life, I was in the right.
I think you were in the right. Maybe the eye roll wasn't the greatest part. Maybe you shouldn't have done that. But also, too, I think older people, I think just she was an older lady in a mobility scooter. I think older people are getting really grumpy because I saw one on the flight the other day. Obviously, a lady had sat in the wrong seat. She was supposed to be on the window on the other side. And the man abused her and told her to get up out of the seat. Get up, lady. Get up now. Get up onto the other side. Even so much that the son said, Dad, calm down. Like, she was trying to get her bags out. I just think older people are getting really grumpy.
As a rule. Yeah, well, there's a 10% of the scooter population now that I'm putting everything through my filter now of mobility scooters because that 10%, I'm coming for you.
Hold on, Jack. We've got a call come through on this, Dobbo. I'm just hoping it's not someone in a mobility scooter. Jake in Macleay Island is called. How are you, Jake?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love the show. Go the Maroons tomorrow night.
Yay. Jake.
What's going on?
Mate, I'm with Dobbo. Like, it happened to me once. A lady ran into me in a supermarket. I won't say which brand. And I sort of looked. I said, oh, sorry. And she goes, you got to get out of our way, Rara. And I said, look, I fully get the fact that you're old. I get the fact that you may have a disability or, like, crippled. But no one has the right to be a turd.
Jake.
She's one of the 10%. She's one of the 10%.
Hey, Jake, you're going in the draw for the Mitsubishi Triton. You're going to be there on Thursday hunting for the Mitsubishi Triton.
Great.
That is outstanding. During the week, if you've been keeping an eye on our Instagram, @MMRushHour, you would have seen that Dobbo does his serious stuff, talks footy, gets the inside word, I go in and make a pest of myself and ask somewhat annoying questions of the players.
They do like answering your questions.
They have a bit. It's certainly not serious. And if you haven't already seen it, there's a video's up today, @MMRushHour. I'm asking the players about their pump-up songs.
Good question.
How they're getting ready for tomorrow night's game one.
Well, you always want to know what's in the headphones.
And that's exactly right. They're all wearing them these days. Mm. It's a fashion statement. But it's fair to say that the Queensland State of Origin side has an eclectic playlist.
Really?
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different playlist.
Well, they come from a very big state, so they come from different areas.
And it shows too. You got Tino. Yeah. Tino bumping a bit of Tupac.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. Yep. He's gone international.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Harry Grant rolling with some Busby Maru.
Oh,
bit
local.
Of rootsy stuff.
Great.
Yes. Tom Flegler rolling with a bit of Rita Ora.
Oh,
yeah, you
interesting.
Know.
Really?
Yeah. Dobbo's just screwed up his nose. Jai Arrow, weird unit, we know that. Dobbo, you'll like his pump-up music, though. The moon went
high and stars. Bit of Luke Combs.
That's what Jai Arrow's rolling with.
Hurricane,
that's good,
mate.
I like that.
Hurricane.
That's how Jai gets fired up. How's this, though?
That's a banger.
He was silly enough. He's going to the concert when Luke gets to town. He was silly enough to just buy a ticket for himself.
Yeah, he's going to have to make
mates. No one else. He's going solo.
Very selfish, but anyway.
He wasn't selfish. He just said he got so excited that he got through because everyone was having trouble that he just only thought to buy one ticket. Anyway. Yeah. But this is the one that left me jaw on the floor. Tom Gilbert, right? Tom Gilbert, Dobbo, you know, this is a bloke you think is a future captain of the Dolphins.
Yep.
Lovely guy, too.
Yeah, so really well spoken. Lovely.
Tell me it's not the Wiggles hot potato.
Oh.
You know what?
Big red car.
That might make more sense. This is how Tommy Gilbert will be firing himself up ahead of State of Origin Game 1 tomorrow night. And doesn't that sound
familiar? Missy Higgins. Doesn't that hit too close to home?
Doesn't that make you shiver? The way things could have gone. Now... The psychologist in this group, I think, needs to unpack this because I can't unpack it. Over to you, Liesl.
I put you to sleep.
What is he doing?
I don't know. That is an interesting choice, though. Missy Higgins.
I mean, like, countdown. Ready, first hit up, ripping in.
Doesn't it sound familiar?
No, it doesn't jive.
It's obviously deep-seated. There's obviously something more to it than that.
She is beautiful.
She's a stunner.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Just not what I thought he would be firing up for State of Origin with.
It really doesn't light a fire underneath you, does it?
No.
What's your pump-up song, Liesl? What's the song that you go hard at?
Simply the Best Tina Turner was always a favourite, but surprisingly, when I broke a world record in 2005, the song that was going through my head was Sweet Dreams, but not the Fleetwood Mac version, the Marilyn Manson version.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
This?
Yeah.
Don't As you were swimming
As
or
I was swimming,
waiting
I was singing this. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
And he's an absolute creep. So, like,
That's the soundtrack to your world record.
Yeah. I would say that's probably equally as strange as Missy Higgins firing you
Give
up.
Give me Missy Higgins.
Yeah, any day.
Well,
that actually freaks me out.
I know. Did it make you swim fast, though? Yeah, I guess
maybe
that's all
did.
That matters.
Maybe nice and long and slow.
Look, Dobbo, you're embedded in camp. Here's what about we help out the Queensland DJ here.
Oh.
133353. We need your pump-up song, but we need to know what it helped you achieve.
Yeah.
So the song you listen to before you achieve something great.
That's right.
Like a world record.
Do you reckon we could put a playlist together and give it to Queensland?
That's what our man's there for. That's what Dobbo can do.
You want me to pass it on tonight?
Yeah, we can put it onto a cassette, CD, whatever they're rolling with in the rooms.
The Crown Plaza at the new hotel, 2 years old. They're staying. This is where they're staying in Adelaide. We'll make sure that we pass it
Let's
there tonight.
Let's burn them a mixtape.
There you go. Yeah. Let's make a State of Origin mixtape for this Queensland side. We need your pump-up songs, but we want to know what it helped you achieve as well. 133353, taking your calls next. The Queensland playlist is terrible. It's terrible. Well, their pump-up songs are
It's horses
woeful.
For courses. I mean, what's your pump-up song, Liam? Honestly.
That's a good question. Dobbo, you've hit me with a question with that. No, Foo Fighters. Oh, with some
Fooies are good.
Bit of Learn to Fly.
Well, we thought we'd better put a mixtape together for our beloved Queensland
team.
And
Tom Gilbert's
it.
Getting fired up with this.
Was that a joke?
No.
Was he being serious?
No. Very earnest response.
And does he just listen to that himself or does he share that with others?
I don't know.
You should have asked those questions, Lou.
I feel like I'm being attacked. We are putting together Queensland's playlist, though. Dobbo's going to make sure it gets into camp so that we guarantee victory for the Maroons tomorrow night. So we need your submissions and we need to know what you achieved off the back of the pump-up song, too.
That's right. Brian and Mudjerabar, what song are you adding to our mixtape?
I'm totally left field here, Liesl. I'm going to add Anthony Clear and The Prayer.
Lead us to a place, God,
I get that.
Oh, that brings tears to your eyes.
I get that.
Why is that, Brian? Why does that belong on the tape?
Why? Because I personally need something that's going to just calms me down and just gets me in the moment. And I played it when I won my age group in the Cairns Ironman back 2 years ago.
See, that is perfect.
Okay.
That'll pump them up.
And I'll be playing it every night as I do the seven marathons in 7 days in seven states.
Oh, it's our mate Brian who's doing the runs.
Yeah, great.
Excellent.
Well done. That's
Thank you,
perfect.
Brian. It's Aaron, on the list.
Aaron in Thornlands, what do we want to add to our mixtape and why?
It's definitely got to be Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Cool.
You can throw East in the toilet.
Why do we need that, Aaron? That's almost as bad as Marilyn Manson.
Oh, it just gets you going. Like 15 years ago when I was in the Army, we used to have that on our rock boxes every time we went into an exercise, and it was on in every mix. Every car had that on their mixtape.
Oh, that's a form of punishment, isn't
it? I like it, Aaron. Okay. Fired me up. I'm ready. Thank you, Aaron.
Wayne and Logan, good afternoon. What needs to go on our mixtape?
It's got to be Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to start with that. I think that's number one when we start burning our tape.
what did Eye of the Tiger get you pumped up for, Wayne?
Yeah, I had a car accident about 21 years ago. Had a punctured lung, a few injuries, and I was lying in bed feeling sorry for myself, you know, for about 4 weeks, as you do. And that's how it sort of kept me going. Mentally, as well. It just got me out of bed, and I had to, you know, get physio and this, that, the other. But yeah, if that wasn't for that song, I'd be sitting there feeling sorry for myself and probably take longer to heal.
Oh, I love that.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And you've got to have something that fires you up. I get that.
Yeah,
I get the
right.
other time.
Yeah. I had to get something to get me out of bed. So.
Yeah, I love
well,
that.
Wayne, you want something else to get you out of bed? We're going to put you in the draw.
Wayne, are you already in the draw? No.
No, not in the draw. I love you. I love it. This is great. I love you.
Well, you're in the draw now to go hunting for the Mitsubishi Triton thanks to Keystar Auto World on Thursday, Wayne.
I'm going to play that song on the way there.
Yes, very inspiring.
Exactly.
Love
right.
that.
One more spot on the playlist, Lisa.
Ian and Manly West, good afternoon. What do we want on the mixtape for Queensland Origin team?
Oh, it's got to be Rose Tattoo, We Can't Be Beaten.
That'll be the intro to it. This is what we want.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That gets me pumped up.
Apparently, of all the callers, that was the most popular choice.
Can't
be beaten. Yeah.
What did it get you fired up for, Ian?
About 30 years ago, it was our indoor cricket team pumped up song. We did 2 years undefeated.
Oh,
2 years undefeated.
If only we could ask for so much for Queensland.
2 years undefeated. You still playing these days, Ian?
No, I'm too old and retired.
Oh, you can play Masters. Mate, you got Masters
probably
cricket.
Probably good, yeah. I'm probably too old for that too.
Yeah. No, definitely not. You're never too old. No. Joe and Algester had Enter Sandman.
Oh, it, now
we
that.
Need, we
now,
need to play that.
That. Where is it? I don't know if I've
He's got
it.
He's got a search
here
screen.
We go, here we go.
That's a good one.
This is the song that New South Wales ran out to at ANZ Stadium in Sydney 2-3 years ago. It was a vibe, though.
Yeah, it is
It
a
was
vibe.
A real vibe.
That's a good pump-up song.
Actually, it was the decider when Mitchell Pearce threw the Harbour Bridge pass out to Tommy Turbo.
Yeah?
And, yeah.
Did they win?
Yeah, New South Wales did, yeah. So probably doesn't go on the list.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. All thanks to Sportsbet. Get that same game multi-feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet.
Liam, have you got head to head odds at all? Because it's going to be a tough one.
Well, head to head, we're 24 hours out, and head to head, New South Wales are still the favourites at $1.80,
really?
Despite Latrell Mitchell being out.
I find that so surprising.
Queensland are the outsiders, the underdogs going into tomorrow night's game.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Now, I was at the Great Barrier Reef Masters Games, and I've just returned from Cairns, but they had a big barn dance for the last night. It was kind of like the closing ceremony for the Masters Games. Now, at a barn dance, there is typically a lot of line dancing that happens. So they had a big setup there, great DJ. She was playing great tunes for line dancing, and there was a whole bunch of women there that were instructing people in how to do the line dancing. Now, I didn't listen to any of that whatsoever.
What were you doing?
I was too busy eating the smoked meats with Matt Bowen. We had some smoked chicken, so I was wolfing that down instead of listening to the instructions. Now, my mum is an avid line dancer. She loves everything about it. And she wanted video evidence of me actually trying the line dance. So I've jumped in there, jumped at the front of the line, which was mistake number one, and pretended to know what I was doing in terms of line dancing. Mind you, I've never done any of it in my entire life. So I did a bit of the two steps to the right, two steps to the left, kick back, and then move around.
That's the Macarena, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. And put your the hokey pokey, put your left hand in, put your left hand out. So that's all I did, right? I just pretended that I knew how to line dance by doing the hokey pokey instead. Turns out I had no idea. Fake it till you make it. I was not making it at all. I was just faking everything. So I showed my mum, sent mum the video, and she said, yeah, maybe don't bother because I think, yeah, you didn't have any opportunity of making it.
No one was buying you faking.
No, they were not.
Do you know what? Fake it, do you make it is one of my mandates for a long time in life. I mean, I went to the Northern Territory. I was in Sydney and they said to me, have you ever ridden a horse? And I said, yeah. And I'd never ridden a horse in my life.
It's
and I went up
not
there.
Probably not a great thing to fake.
That's a little bit more risky than faking line dancing.
Well, it was
when
I got asked, well, it's sink or swim, Liesl. That's the thing.
And,
like, you know, yeah, well, I got that, but you just get back on. But a lot of times in life, a lot of people fake it till they make it, and they've had success. Or you crash and burn, you dust yourself off, and you roll again. And I love that. I mean, I'm all in on that kind of behaviour. So I'm proud of you for getting into the line dance because, mate, I don't have rhythm now. Like if somebody did, they'd pick it up straight away. If you don't, well, you know what? Exhibit A.
But it worked out for you in the territory, Dob. But you're faking it worked out.
Yeah.
Line dancing didn't work out for you, Lisa.
Really.
I'm in your camp. I faked it.
Yeah.
I used to work as a site runner at the Big Day Out. And, you know, the people that do all the crap jobs in the lead up help set up the whole joint for to host the Big Day Out. And as we were getting ready one day, there were a bunch of scooters that needed to be moved to the other side of the site.
Mm.
And the person in charge said, "Righto, who knows how to ride a scooter?" And I was 16 at the time. I was going, yeah. Totally across it. I'd never been on a scooter.
Never been
in my life.
A scooter in life.
He's going, "All right, can you?" And there's a couple of other blokes, so we all jumped on the scooter. The two blokes who knew what they were doing zipped around. I have driven it straight into a line of portaloos. Just bang! This bloke's come rushing over. He's like, "You don't know how to ride a scooter." I'm like, I don't know how to ride a scooter. So I got found out real quick.
Yep.
Faking. I didn't make it at all.
No.
And
you were in the poo.
And I think that's what we'd like to hear. Faking it till you make it. 1-3-3-5-3. When did you fake it and not make it? When did you put yourself in a position where, I think I can fake my way through this?
Failed miserably.
And it did not work out. We're looking for fake fails. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us scores.
Matt and Fernie Hills, good afternoon.
Afternoon, everyone.
Did you fake it and not make it?
Well, that's just my life. But, My mate used to work for Woolworths, the head office in Sydney, and he got his tickets to the SCG in the corporate box. And he just said, "Look, you just have to pretend that you work in the head office at Norwest there, like Northwest Sydney." I'm like, yeah, that's okay. It's all good. And then I had to pretend that I worked in the stationery department or ordering stationery for the different stores. Just okay, because I'm a teacher, so I was just pulling, like, breads out of my wazoo. And some guy said to me, "Do you actually work for us?" I went, "No, mate, I don't even work there." And it turned out it was his head boss. So he got pulled over the coals for inviting people and wasting tickets on people that weren't quite customers.
Never break character. Yeah, never break character. Yeah. Oh, no.
No, but it was the test match where Mitchell Johnson got that last wicket with Graham Smith, broke his hand. We came out for that. So it's iconic.
Iconic.
So kind of, worth it.
Cost your mate his job, but who cares?
Michelle and Mol and Diana, good afternoon.
Hey, how you going?
Good. When did you fake it and not make it?
Oh, faked it and so didn't make it. We were moving house years ago and we finished unpacking for the day and I got the kids, walked across the road. It was a big grassy hill and I was trying to be the cool mum saying, "Hey, let's surf down the hill on the boxes."
Oh, that never ends well.
Went from under me. I thought I broke my coccyx bone. I winded myself. I burst into tears. So, I totally stuffed that,
Not a cool mum. Not a cool mum.
Not at all. Yeah, I'll probably tell you I'm still not.
Lucky you didn't break your coccyx, though. That hurts.
Have you broke your coccyx?
No, I haven't.
You just heard.
I know someone that did fall down a set of stairs and broke their coccyx. It's actually someone you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Dobbo?
No, it's not. Lachlan in Springfield, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Did you fake it and not make it?
I faked it and didn't make it. It was Christmas Day, I think, 4 years ago, and my brother-in-law at the time just got a brand new BMX. He's like, "Lucky, can you ride it?" I'm like, "Yeah, mate."
And
jumped right on it and went up the hill towards the house and, dismounted, still holding onto the accelerator. And instead of going through the window, I sort of turned away and smashed into the family Christmas and smashed everything off the table that my mum had just cooked. All the food and pinned my old man up against the wall between the table and the motorbike with the
Were you on a BMX or a motorbike?
A BMX bike in my backyard.
Hold on, does this thing have an engine or are you pedaling?
There's an engine.
A motorbike.
That's a motorbike, Lachlan.
It was a motorbike. Luckily no one was injured except for the Christmas dinner.
Oh, but you pinned your dad. Was it your dad against the wall?
Yeah, you pinned his dad against the wall and you ruined the whole day, but no biggie.
Lockie, I don't know if we can trust you with a Mitsubishi Triton, but we'll at least give you the chance to go and find one on Thursday at Pat Rafter Arena, okay?
Please learn how to drive it first.
I got to go find my dad real quick.
That opportunity, all thanks to Keystar Auto World. With 6 big brands and 4 big locations Northside, you'll feel like a star at Keystar Auto World. Triple M's Rush Hour with Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Next, why does What does this say, Lisa? What are we talking about?
It says the healthiest way to do a wee-wee for a man.
Oh, no, we're not having wee talk.
Yeah. Last week we had a chat about the feminine things that men do, and we were judging whether they were the right or wrong thing, but we had an interesting call come through.
Nige from Eleonora, go ahead, mate.
Mate, I'm a heavily tattooed tradie on the Gold Coast, and I love nothing better than sitting down to take a piss.
No!
Absolutely no way.
That you're heavily tattooed tradie.
There might be a reason, Nige.
No, I just like sitting down and take a piss.
No!
I'm on my feet all day, and when I come home, I like to sit down and take a piss.
It was a resounding no from the team that it was not acceptable to do that. Well, team, we have been proven wrong. Dr. Gerald Collins, who is a urologist, a urological surgeon at the Alexandra Hospital in Cheshire, Northern England, has said that sitting down to pee is actually the most efficient way to do it.
Oh, Lisa, come.
What do you mean?
I mean, a bloke from Cheshire, I don't care. You can give yourself any title. It might be for those poms that are bone lazy, but for Aussie men,
well,
there is no way.
Well, they don't even shower when it's too cold, so that's a problem. So he has said from 7,000 men that were surveyed, that's a big survey, from 13 countries across the globe, which Australia was included, 25% of Aussie blokes said they do sit down to pee, and 27% said they never would. But he agrees it's the most efficient way to do it. He said it ensures these muscles in the pelvis and the spine are completely relaxed, making it easy to completely empty the bladder.
I don't want to get too graphic, but I don't think when I sit down to do a number two, I actually don't think I do a number one. I think I always have to stand up to do a number one.
They're separate occasions. Not all pee-pee times are poo-poo times, but
that's
all poo-poo times are
pee-pee
times.
Lisa, and you know how uncomfortable I am about this kind of stuff. Why you'd even go down this road concerns
me. Well, it just shows that Nige from Eleonora was on the right thing.
Nige is onto it.
He wasn't lazy. He was actually just more efficient and empties his bladder completely.
None of us here are doctors or urologists, what I take Dr. Collins' meaning is that you know how when your garden hose gets a bit
kinked? Yeah.
Yeah. Presumably, when you stand up to pee, your garden
hose
is a bit kinked. But when you sit down,
it unkinks. Oh, and then your hose can go again.
And then you get full strength.
Liam, funny you should say that.
Sprinkle.
Your garden hose only kinks if it's long enough. It's a long bit of garden hose. I've never had that issue. I don't have that issue. It doesn't bother me. There's no kinking going on at all in my house. I wish I could get a kink. I really do.
Almost time for us to get out of here. The Rush Hour, all thanks to Sportsbet. Get that same game multi-feeling this NRL season. With Sportsbet, they're dishing out more markets, more offers, and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Now, get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow it's on. State of Origin, Game 1. Adelaide, New South Wales, Queensland, for all the marbles.
It's the one night of the year, but there's about three nights in the year and they're all Origin that you can stay at past your bedtime.
Yep. That's it. Go and lay out your uniform for tomorrow, your colours, prep your pre-snack meals, do what you need to do, just be ready.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Before we finish up today, we need to give a quick sport update. Tim Zhu, who was set to have his first ever world title defence. I believe he's got the WBO lightweight belt at the moment, or super welterweight belt. I'm not sure which division he's got. The point is he was set to have this title defence June 18th on the Gold Coast.
Oh, that was huge. They were talking about that at the convention centre and it was going to be a big event. Yes.
Now, he's set to take on Carlos Ocampo and it's still scheduled to go ahead.
Where is Carlos from?
Carlos, I believe, is Mexican.
Okay.
But there is one slight drama.
Do you know what that song is actually about?
I assume dogs getting out.
No.
Okay. Is it appropriate for it?
Apparently the singer was talking about letting ugly women out. That's what it was about. Into the clubs.
I never
knew
that.
So don't play that song.
I never knew that because that was one of my favourite songs.
if you tell me
that
there's
was
a...
honestly woof, one of my favourite songs. No, because the Bulldogs run out to that. Like every time the Bulldogs score a try,
maybe they shouldn't.
Who let the dogs out? Like who let the dogs out?
Maybe they shouldn't.
So I don't know. I don't know if everybody is aware that they're calling ugly women dogs.
If you tell me there's a hidden meaning behind the thong song, I'll be devastated. But getting back to Tim Zhu, he's meant to fight June 18th. On the coast, but except that over the weekend, he's gone to a mate's barbecue
and the dog's bit him.
Oh, no.
The dog has munched his forearm.
I wonder what sort of dog it was, because if the guy that he's fighting is Mexican, maybe it was a chihuahua. Maybe he sent a chihuahua over there to bite him.
I don't think a chihuahua would have lacerated his arm.
Yeah, they
somehow.
Do. They're so aggressive. Chihuahuas are super aggressive.
I've got chihuahuas. They were never aggressive. Choco and Lily.
They cure asthma. They're magic. Oh,
sorry, they do too.
The best ever dogs for asthmatics. But anyway, that's a whole other day. So the statement is that he's still going to fight, but the laceration, he's 100% going to be healthy and focused. But, I mean, if you're 3 weeks out from a fight, 18th of June, seriously?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's 3 weeks out. This is the tapering where he's meant to just be tuning everything up for this fight.
Might be fighting an infection.
Yes. He could be. Exactly. Mm. Who knows what that dog has?
Yeah.
Rabies.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think there's rabies in Australia.
No, we don't.
Parvo.
Have
parvo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, every single sporting narrative with, with no limit or everything, there's always a...
what happened to this segment? It's falling apart.
We're talking about tapeworm. Lisa's ruining the Baja Men for everybody. We've lost the plot. The point is, Tim Zoo got bit by a dog, but apparently he's going to be fine to fight.
And it wasn't a chihuahua.
And it wasn't a chihuahua, and they don't cure asthma. I don't care what Dobbo says. We got to get out of here. We got to go home, get a good night's rest.
We need a nap.
Because tomorrow is State of Origin. Lisa Jones.
Ciao for now.
Dobbo.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you tomorrow, 4 p.m, ready for Game 1 State of Origin.
Get that same game multi-feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. Conditions apply.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.